It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Mo.
All right.
We went with Hendrix Over the Doors.
Now dig this, baby.
Amazon is releasing the new Kindle Fire tablet computer. $200, uses cloud storage, 7-inch screen. The iPad is reigning champ in the tablet market, costs $500, 10-inch screen. It's a gadget showdown just in time for the holiday spending season. Now, if you needed a tablet and I gave you $500, which would you buy? We asked some listeners.
I would buy the Fire and $300 worth of content because the content is more important than the device it lives on.
I would choose an iPad because I know that there is at least a brick-and-mortar location I can go to if it needs to be serviced.
I'd buy a lot of books with it instead and maybe a bookcase to house them. Hashtag old school.
That's Heather Hart, Carl Radford, and Jay Taranis. How about someone who follows tech all day long? Molly Wood, executive editor at CNET. What would you buy?
My first instinct is to get a Kindle Fire tablet, also get a $79 Kindle for e-ink reading, get my Amazon Prime subscription for $80, and have a little money left over.
So what's so great about the Fire?
The 7-inch form factor for me is actually a great size. And then $199 is just too good to pass up. And frankly, Amazon's content library is comparable to, and in some cases, like books, way better than Apple.
Let me play devil's advocate here. The iPad has a camera. You can edit things. You can make videos. It's a lot more feature-rich.
It's absolutely true. The Kindle Fire is probably almost exactly half the features of the iPad. But to be perfectly honest, I think that a huge number of people end up using it primarily for Facebook, email, and Angry Birds.
I'm still buying an iPad.
Alexis Madrigal, senior editor at The Atlantic, isn't blown away by the Fire.
It is based on a tablet, the playbook, that's basically flailing around in the marketplace. The hardware itself hasn't really taken the world by storm, and it's only a modified version of that hardware. We know what the iPad can do, and what the iPad can do is awesome. I think a lot of the best features touted in the Amazon Fire, we don't actually know how well they're going to work. In particular, the Amazon Silk browser is supposed to speed up your mobile browsing experience by offloading a lot of the work onto Amazon's cloud computing infrastructure. And until we really see how that works on a day-to-day basis, I think you kind of have to go with the devil we know.
But Alexis, $200 versus $500.
Well, and the iPad just gets more and more expensive from there. But its capabilities are fantastic. The screen is bigger, which means you can do much more with it. And I think it's one of the best tools I've ever found to actually look at the internet with somebody else.
Much more about the Fire at MarketplaceTech.org. I grew up playing Asteroids. You're a rocket, you blow up asteroids, and that's why they call it Asteroids. It was a simple time. But games today are more productive. In the new Planet Hunters, you sift through data retrieved by NASA's Kepler space mission, which monitors over 150,000 stars. Your job? Look for brightness variations. Yeah, not as exciting as Asteroids, you never get blown up. But in the game's opening weeks, participants have already found two new planets. Two new planets, you guys. Gamers are finding planets. We have a link to Planet Hunters at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Mo.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.